Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I think many of us have heard the terminology work wife or work husband. And it seems almost like that's become the new norm. It seems that a lot of our friends or coworkers have one of those. Maybe even some of us have a work wife or work husband. You know, we hear the terminology emotional affair a lot, where somebody's confiding in someone outside of their marriage for emotional support. We also hear probably some of your friends and coworkers, and even maybe yourself, where you feel like you're going out with your friends a lot or your spouse is going out with their friends all the time, and it doesn't seem like they're making time for the family dynamic. And it's interesting because many of you might actually be feeling alone, and you've been married for 15 years. And it's interesting, all of these things are symptoms of what I like to call the roommate situation. And there's many people right now all around the world, all around this planet, who are dealing with that exact situation. It doesn't matter where you live or your background or what language you speak. The concept of the roommate situation is very real. Many people fall into this trap in their marriage after several years of marriage where all of a sudden it feels like the fun is gone. There is no more fun. There is no more excitement. There's no more connection, and it seems almost like it's two ships passing in the night. You know, you, your spouse gets home, or you get home, and maybe you eat dinner watching TV, and you go to bed, and you call it a night, and you do it the next day. You get up, you go to work, you leave, you do that, you go to work, you come home, you do the same thing over and over and over again. You know, maybe your spouse goes out with their friends, and you go out with your friends, and that's become the new norm. And, you know, going out with friends is not a bad thing. Having people that you confide in is not a bad thing. Having somebody that you can talk to about your emotions is not a bad thing. But it's just like, when did the marriage take a turn to where that person has not been somebody that you can confide in, or there's not that same connection there anymore? And I know that many people are suffering from the roommate situation now, and it can seem very overwhelming. And it's not just about, you know, some people think it's about the sex. Well, we haven't had sex, we don't have intimacy. That's not the only thing that makes a roommate situation at all. That's definitely a piece of it. That's definitely a piece of it. But it's not the only thing. And I think some people are, you know, wondering what's going on. You know, there was a time when we could really talk to each other. There was a time we had a lot of fun. There was a time when we'd sit up and talk all night. And then that has gone. That's gone by the wayside. And I know that age plays a part in it as far as not wanting to stay up all night and be up till 2 a.m. and all that good stuff. But, you know, it's all relative, right? It's all relative. And I think it's something to explore on Live Your True Life Perspectives. There's many videos that I've actually done. And if you haven't got the chance yet, maybe make some time here now or in the near future to go on YouTube and, you know, just go on and search up YouTube and put in my name, Ashley Burgess, Ashley B-E-R-G-E-S, Ashley Burgess, or you can put Life Coach Ashley Burgess in the search on YouTube and you'll find my channel. And on that channel, we put up new content at least 5 times a week. Short videos, long videos, but I have a lot of videos on the roommate situation, marriage. What's a marriage supposed to be? You know, how our parents' marriage impacted us. What is, you know, the roommate situation? How to understand the roommate situation? How to change the roommate situation? And all of these things take time, but yet it's really good to have that information and to be able to see that information and watch that information. And you can watch it multiple times to really, you know, understand that and take that fully in. And so definitely something that many people are dealing with, something that many people are going through in their day-to-day life, and solutions that haven't been found. And I think one of the biggest things about marriage that's so hard is that you've been with somebody for so long, and it's been such a long time commitment, that it's hard to, you know, and that's what actually keeps marriages together, I think, more often than not, is that time commitment. It's hard to leave behind the time commitment. You know, it's like anything in life. It's like, It's like, you know, being, you know, two classes away from graduating, you know, it's like you got to get it done, you know, it's like you feel like I put in all this work and effort and I got to do it, you know. However, it's like, you know, at what point in time do we begin to make changes? At what point in time do we do what we need to do? Because it might not, in that situation, might not be the right degree for you. You might need to take a change, you know, augment your direction. And I'm not saying that every marriage will be solved, you know, through working through this, but I think that given a chance, you can learn more about your marriage, learn more about what's happening, but better yet, have more of a, be able to have more of that conversation of what's really happening and be able to express yourself in a way where you can talk about different key points, or at least, you know, get your spouse to agree to come to somebody like me, like a coach or a therapist, to be able to get some help in having that conversation and opening a line of communication so both of you can freely talk without the other person shutting the other person down or, you know, interrupting or, you know, leaving. And so sometimes that's necessary to have that medium in the room to basically be there to help you and guide you into some of these thoughts and allow everybody to have a safe place to speak. But, you know, it's interesting when we look at the roommate situation for what it is and we begin to understand it, you know, like when I was talking about the concept of the work wife, work husband, that's something that you find a lot nowadays is that people, you know, because there's an emotional distance, because there's an emotional distance to some degree, and that emotional distance is very real, you know, it's interesting because eventually you have to talk to somebody. Eventually there has to be some communication. Eventually there has to be some, you know, communication between people and some communication emotionally with people. And when you're not getting that in a relationship, you're going to be looking for that in other relationships. It's just the way things go. It's just the way things are. And so we definitely need to, you know, understand that people are going to go outside if they don't have that consistency or they don't have that ability to confide or speak with their spouse. And I think that many of you probably feel that way, where you don't have that emotional connection anymore. And maybe some of you feel like you never had that emotional connection, like you never had the ability to really talk about the things that matter. Perhaps, you know, your significant other was more emotionally shut down or could not emotionally, you know, process things. And that could be interesting too, because if somebody is unable to emotionally process their own emotions, they are not going to be able to process your emotions, and that's going to be challenging for them. And so you will be looking for someone to communicate with or to talk about your emotions in a certain way. And I think that's very important, and it's very important for us to analyze that. And so a lot of times people walk out, you know, or step out, or even not really step out, they just emotionally kind of maneuver around and over time find someone that they can communicate with. And usually they find someone who is also unable to really communicate in their household and in their marriage. And so that forms a bond. And so we hear about work wife and work husband a lot. And, you know, a lot of times people joke around about that, but I think it's very real. You know, I think it's very real because both of those people are depending on that other person for emotional support, and they're not getting it anywhere else. And so they're going to need to lean on that person for emotional support, lean on that person to be there for them. And that is a very important aspect of life. And I think that's where we have a lot of these emotional affairs where, you know, people are talking to someone else. They are, you know, opening their heart and bearing their soul to someone else. And I think that's, you know, something that most humans have to do. I think most humans have to have that interaction. And if they're not getting that, they're going to seek that somewhere else. Just like if they were very spiritual beings and they weren't able to speak about spirituality in their marriage, they're going to need to find some ability to communicate that to someone else. And that's very important to understand, and that's something that we have to really get our brain around and see, okay, but you know, the other side of the coin is one person is not going to be everything. One person is not going to be everything to you. So that is something that we really need to know. And also, one person, or any person for that matter, is not there to make you happy. You know, we have to make ourselves happy. We have to also be there for ourselves in various different ways. And also, sometimes one person is not going to be able to be there for us in all different ways. And so I really want to make sure that we're looking at things honestly. I want to really make sure that we're also, you know, seeing the value of what we have and being able to see what's missing honestly in the marriage. Because until we really know what's missing, we really can't fix it. And until we acknowledge those missing pieces, we really can't do anything about it. So it's up to us to really analyze the situation, to see it for what it is, and to begin to proactively move forward with some sort of solution-based situation. So we got to have some sort of solution at some point, okay? And so I know that many of you are looking for a solution, but before we get into that, let's talk about the problem. Because the problem or the issue or the situation, let's just call it a situation, needs to be looked at and understood prior. So when we look at a marriage that's become more like the roommate situation, we have to understand that that's, you know, it's kind of a mindset change. And we have to understand that there's many things that go along hand in hand when that happens. And one of the things that I find in a roommate situation is that the conversations become pretty boring and they become pretty dull. Okay, so the conversations are no longer very interesting or thought-provoking. Instead, they're quite the opposite. And they can be very dull, very boring, and very different from maybe what your conversations used to be in the beginning of the relationship. And some of you may say, hey, you know what, I look back and honestly, we really never had deep conversations. And if that's the case, that's the case. And sometimes that's true for people. It's like, you know, maybe you got married, there was the moment in your life where you got married and this person and y'all happened to be in the same place at the same time and it worked out. And maybe there were some things missing then. And so we have to take into consideration some of those things as well, because a lot of times we might think that everything kind of fell by the wayside recently, and that might not be the case. There might be certain things that were lacking in your marriage from the very beginning. Now, some of you may say, you know what, that's not what happened with us. You know, the beginning was great, you know, a few years in, everything was good, you know, and then all of a sudden things started changing and waning, you know, and all of a sudden it was almost like you couldn't identify the marriage. And I know that some of you are probably there right now where you're saying, how do we get here? You know, how do we get to this place? How do we get here? What got us here? And that's interesting too, to be able to kind of look back and see throughout the years the changes and augmentations. And I think many of you, you know, may have had children and have a family as well. And so that also is a part of it, focusing on the kids, focusing on the family, you know, careers and financial obligations and responsibilities also, you know, play a big part in the day-to-day role and what happens in the family dynamic. All these things are very important to analyze and understand. And all these things really go a long way for us to see how we got there and if we can turn back the hands of time to get back to where we need to go. It's not really about turning back the hands of time, honestly. It's about reinventing, you know, oneself, reinventing one's marriage. But I think it's also about reinventing oneself, because it takes two people to reinvent themselves to really begin to come together as you know, as a couple. And I don't believe that two people become one. I think it's two people coming in together in a union, where it's two people in a union, not two people become one. Because I think if we're becoming one, we're losing our identity, we don't have our individuality. There's a lot of codependent components there that I don't find very healthy in any relationship. And that's also another thing that could happen in a marriage, is that if you're losing your identity, you may be, you know, you may be questioning the marriage, because you're questioning who you become, because you're no longer who you were. You're no longer, you know, the individual that you felt like you were, and so you feel like you're losing your edge, or you feel like you're out of control, or you're confused as to where your life is heading. And that's some important information to take in, because if you feel like you've lost your identity, you know, in this marriage, we're going to have to be able to find that, get that back, or develop it really solidly at this point in your life right now. In the meantime, don't change the channel. I got more to talk about when it comes to the roommate situation, really identifying this, and then offering some solutions as well, because solutions are very important. But we want to pinpoint the situation or the problem, and really understand what needs to be rectified, or at least what needs to be brought up and talked about in a conversation to begin the conversation about this situation. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun.
Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm identifying the roommate situation in a marriage, when a marriage has become the roommate situation, and understanding a lot of the symptoms and signs. And, you know, we talk about work wife and work husband, and a lot of us do that in a humorous way, but yet that is one of the symptoms of being in a roommate situation where you're confiding in somebody else, you know, your feelings and emotions, and they are doing the same. And that can be very commonplace nowadays because people feel like, as if they can't communicate in their marriage, or maybe they felt like they never could communicate in their marriage. And again, you know, I do stress the fact that one person cannot be your everything, and you should never think that that's the case. And we actually have to make ourselves happy. It's not about that other person. But at the same time, you know, there are some symptoms and signs. And before the break, I was talking about how, you know, conversations have become pretty dull and boring. You know, the fun seems to be sucked out of the room. You know what I mean? It's not fun like it used to be. And you find some emotional distance between you and your spouse. And I think many of you, too, have been married for so long, there's a fear of sharing your thoughts. There's a fear of sharing what you're going through. there's a fear of sharing and how that person's going to react. And that is a big fear, you know, how somebody's going to react to some of your feelings, your thoughts. And maybe you've been holding these theories and thoughts and feelings in for very long, and you just don't even know what to do at this point. And that can feel very overwhelming, too. And I know that, you know, going to a coach or a therapist can be very helpful. I work with clients often on this situation alone, just being able to talk and prepare and open up and prepare to have those conversations. The longer we stay in our head with stuff, the longer, you know, it becomes a problem, the bigger the problem, the bigger the issue. You know, and that can really, you know, blow up. It can really blow up. And so I think that that emotional distance over time is really created because of that avoidance of conflict. And that avoidance of conflict is big. Avoiding conflict in the marriage, not wanting to have conflict, not wanting to deal with conflict. Because most people don't like conflict. And I think when people do like conflict, that's kind of a problem in and of itself. But most people avoid conflict. They don't want to have conflict. And so there might be some resentment that's harbored from things that have happened in the past, but people don't want to talk about it. Maybe there's some things that, you know, one person wants to talk about, but they just, you know, they're just avoiding because they know that the other person's going to shut down or do the silent treatment or walk out or yell or freak out. And so there's that fear of the response and the fear of not being heard. And on top of that, it's also that fear of having that unneeded conflict that nobody really wants to deal with. I think that there's so much stress and anxiety in life already that we're already dealing with all the stress. We're already dealing with all this conflict. We're already dealing with all these issues. And those issues, you know, in life outside of the marriage, everything else is like overwhelming enough that we don't want to also deal with this as well. And so I feel like a lot of the big issues get put on the back burner. And a lot of the big issues are never talked about, but they get bigger and bigger and bigger, you know, day after day, year after year. And eventually something's got to give, right? Eventually something has to give. And I think that sometimes, you know, that's when, you know, somebody blows their top because, you know, the fear of what's going to happen eventually goes away. And then there's a fear of, am I going to live in this lifestyle forever? Am I never going to be able to speak my truth? What happens? Eventually I'm going to have to speak my truth. And so that's always an interesting component. And so when I return, I'll be talking more about the roommate situation. Really understanding it, really deep diving into it, and also providing some solutions of things that we can do to offset that, to be able to discuss, to at least open the lines of communication, to be able to start the conversations, because that's what's so important, is that eventually we have to say something. We can't just stay in silence. And I think that that regret is a big piece in life. You know, if we don't say how we feel, or we don't understand how we feel, or we don't, or we're not able to articulate, we kind of sit there in silence, and we kind of mesh and meld that around and marinate in that, and eventually it just stresses us out. So stay tuned when I return to talking more about this. Don't change the channel. Live your true life perspective. And with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, we'll be back in. We'll be back this time. You know it. In two shapes.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News. News Update. Former President Donald Trump ordered to pay E. Jean Carroll a whopping total of $83 million in damages for defaming her. Trump taking to Truth Social, saying the verdict is ridiculous and he will be appealing. In other news, supermarkets packed with snacks, booze, and munchies ahead of a big weekend in sports. The stage now set for the top four teams in the NFL to face off on Sunday. Corey Myers now with a preview.
We find out who's taking part in the Super Bowl this weekend. On Sunday, first, the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Ravens in the AFC Championship. That one's in Baltimore. Kickoff set for 3 p.m. Eastern from M&T Bank Stadium. In the NFC Championship, the Detroit Lions traveling to the West Coast to take on the San Francisco 49ers. Kickoff there 6:30 Eastern from Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about the roommate situation and understanding if your marriage has become the roommate situation. And it's not all about, oh, we're not having sex, we're not having intimacy. That is definitely a piece of the puzzle, but there are other things that go hand in hand with the roommate situation. And before the break, I've been talking about how the fun seems to have gone away, how the conversations have become more dull and boring, about how there's emotional distance between you and your spouse, and that fear of sharing, and that fear of how they will react. react when you share. You know, I discussed the avoiding conflict concept about, you know, how we avoid the conflict. We don't talk about what's bothering us, how we can be harboring resentment, and how that can also create more of a physical, mental, emotional divide. But yes, now I want to jump into the sex component. Where did the sex go? And I think that's also a piece of it too, is that physical divide as well, because eventually, you know, our thoughts, you know, will divide us because our thoughts and feelings, you know, are super real to us. And at the same point, it's like that's going to eventually divide us in different ways as well. And I know that some of you out there say, well, you know what, I never had a really solid, you know, sexual relationship in my marriage. And if that's the case, you know, going into it, you kind of realize that that was something that might not, you know, be at the level you wanted it to, but you offset it, you allowed it to be, because there were other pieces of the puzzle in the relationship that were working for you. And so, you know, being able to be honest too, because we need to have an honest assessment, you know. We need to have an honest assessment about the relationship. We need to have an honest assessment about the beginning of the relationship and understanding what was working in the beginning, what might not have been working very well in the beginning. And better yet, you know, kind of looking at that type of thing and saying, okay, I realize that this wasn't working well, I realize that wasn't working well, but these pieces were working well, you know, are these pieces still working well? And if they are, great. If not, then what needs to be changed? Or, you know, have I changed as an individual as far as what I want in my life, as far as what type of interaction and relationship I want in my life? Is that part of my reality? Do I need to accept that and see life a certain way? And I think that these are very important things because, again, remember, the marriage is the marriage, right? And that's important in and of itself. But the marriage is not just the marriage. It's also two different people. And two different people make up the marriage. It would be like two different people making up, you know, a LLC, a company, right? You have two people coming together to form a company, right? And the company acts together and does things together and moves together and works together. But the two different people that come, it's not like they become one person. It's two different people. And so realizing that, again, you are an individual dealing with your own things, dealing with your own stuff, you know, dealing with your own problems, dealing with your own responsibilities, and those things have to be recognized and realized, and those are very important aspects here that we have that we need to also recognize and realize as well. Well, when we look back at the sex, you know, and say, let's say that you did have a really good sex life in the very beginning of the relationship. Okay, so what happened to it? You know, is there a lot of water under the bridge? Is there a lot of things that you feel distance from that things have happened? Is there a way to open that line of communication? We'll talk about that. You know, and sometimes it's interesting, too. It's like, you know, we find that people can, you know, not only get distant, but also get physically distant. You know, there's some people that can have physical, they can have sex, but they're not very emotionally connected. You know, so you're looking at various different sides of the coin. I'm not saying not to or to have, but I'm saying that, you know, we have to look at it from various different areas. I also believe that comparing our marriage to other people is not a good idea. Because if you're comparing your marriage to another person's marriage, you really don't know what you're comparing your marriage to. And I really want to stress that because I think that a lot of people do that. And they don't really know at all what the other person's dealing with. They're only seeing what they see, what they want to see, the version they feel that they see. They're coloring it in a certain way, either based on their feeling of lack. And that can happen too. It's just like, it's very interesting, you know, when you go out to dinner with folks and you listen to them talk and it's interesting to, you know, try to figure out what kind of marriage they have. But it's like, that's just futile because you really never know. I mean, most people put on, you know, a game face or most people, you know, it's not necessarily the way you see it. And also it can be smoke and mirrors based on how you want to interpret that marriage. And maybe the things that you feel are lacking and the things that you think that maybe they have or that marriage in particular possesses different from your own marriage. And these are things that really need to be discussed. You know, these are deep conversations that most people never have. They just don't. They don't want to discuss it. You know, they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to feel it. They don't want to think about it. They don't want to have any issue with it. They just want to go through life and deal with it and, you know, keep getting that Medal of Honor for, oh, wow, we were married for another year. Oh, wow, we were married for another year. And that's great. I mean, I understand marriage. I've been married for a while. I understand that. But I think eventually sometimes we get into that whole rat race of counting the years instead of really working to make the stuff in between that really work out in the marriage. And that's something that we really need to analyze and think about. You know, when I was talking earlier about, you know, confiding in others, you know, having that work husband, that work wife, that's very important as well. That's another, you know, symptom of the roommate situation. And again, though, I stress that, you know, your spouse can't be your one and only person in your life. You have to be outside friends and family and coworkers and, you know, best friends and all that stuff that can really help make our life even more meaningful and interesting. So it's not just the only person. So I don't find problem in that by itself. I mean, we're looking at a lot of these together. It's not just one symptom. It's multiple symptoms that really create the roommate situation. You know, another symptom is that living that different life, you know, living different lives, really, you know, having trouble kind of meshing the lives together, you know, kind of almost going in two different directions. And a lot of times that can go hand in hand with not having joint plans for the future, or not seeing the future together or not thinking about the future together. And that can be a big piece too. And I think that's because when somebody's looking for themselves or they're wondering or they're questioning their future, those types of things. Also another point is like, you know, you feel like you have nothing to talk about. And that can be hard too. And sometimes this can be because, you know, you've been together as long as you have. You know, sometimes many of you that are empty nesters after the kids have left for college or school or moved out on their own or got married or whatever happened with them, you know, that can be an overwhelming process too, is that you wake up one day and it's just you and your spouse and you're like, whoa, what happened here? What's going on here? You know, how did I get here? You know, what do I do next? You know, where do I go from here? And these are really deep questions. And these are questions that you really have to, you know, honestly, you know, get introspective on and think about that, because these things can make you really question, you know, a 30-year marriage. You can sit there and say, why did I get married? Why am I here now? What have I done? What got me here? You know, what am I dealing with? And what can I do to augment or change the situation? And I feel like this is really important because I think many people go through this. I think many of us are dealing with this on a day-to-day basis. You know, I have so many clients that talk about it. You know, they said, you know, hey, I just don't even know what to do anymore. You know, I have these thoughts in my head and I don't know what to say or do. And I feel like if I bring it up, you know, I'm going to cause pain and suffering. I don't want to upset anybody. I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to make anybody mad. And so therefore, you know, we have, you know, these issues, you know, that are playing a role, and that fear of discussing how we feel. And I think that's really important to understand and to think about, how do we begin to not only, you know, voice our opinion in a positive way, but also be open to other people's opinion, be open to the other person's way of thinking, and be open to finding solution. And so how do we begin to turn the roommate situation around? How do we begin to do that? And I think that a lot of times, by the time that we've acknowledged the fact that we are in a roommate situation, it's probably been quite a while. It's probably been a long time. It's probably not just been a couple of days. It's probably not just been, you know, oh, okay, yeah, I just realized this, you know, things changed yesterday. No, I think it's probably been maybe several years. You know, average client that comes to me that's dealing with this, it's been several years that this has been going on. And they're just now kind of not only acknowledging the fact, but it's gotten painful. It started to get painful for them. It's starting to get painful as far as, you know, feeling unfulfilled. That unfulfilled feeling where it's like, okay, is this all there is? You know, is this it? You know, do I just have to prepare for this? Is this all there is? And that's a big question. Is this all there is? You know, and that's what a lot of people wonder. And then they get to a point where they go, you know what, I don't think it is. Maybe there's more than this. What do I do? How do I begin to look for that? But first off, you know, how do I do what's right in this situation and move forward the right way? Because I think that's important too, is to be able to analyze and say, okay, hey, I've been in this marriage for this long. What can I do to see if I can move things forward in a positive way? If I can move things in a positive way, you know, move the pendulum in a positive way and feel really good, at least about being honest and being truthful about my feelings, at least being honest and being truthful of what I needed to talk about. And, you know, because I think that once you fall into these patterns, it's hard to get out of it because it becomes a program. Right? It's a program. It's a program, a constant program that we're, you know, that we're dealing with, and it becomes our what? Our new normal. You know, a lot of people were talking about how COVID was our new normal, but come on, we're talking about how this the marriage, you know, situation has become the new normal, and it's we accept all this stuff, and we kind of, you know, slowly things may get worse or harder to deal with, but it's not that bad, it's not that painful, but eventually one day you kind of wake up and go, wait a second, how did I get here? And I think the first thing that we can begin to do is to begin to start our own journal and thinking about what is important to me, what is important to me. What do I want out of this life? You know, what is it that I want to do in this lifetime? What is it that I want to experience in this lifetime? And, you know, can I do that with this other person? Can I do that with this other person in the state of mind or what they're doing right now? Can I do this in the state of mind that I'm in right now? That's a big question. These are very, very big questions. Can I do that in the state of mind I'm in right now? And it's important to ask that question. You know, I think also, too, it's like, you know, what is it that you want to achieve? What is it that you want to achieve? Really, really think about this. Really, really digest in this. Really, really go deep in this. Because I think that the deeper you go into this, the more you can begin to understand and reveal important things to yourself that you might not even know are important to you. You might not even know are very special to you. Because I believe that our goals and our pursuits are very important to understand. And in any relationship, you know, whether it's a marriage or a friendship or a family dynamic or even a business, we have to know the direction that we want to go in. We have to understand that direction. We have to understand what's important to us. You know, what ignites that, you know, passion flame, that direction that we want to attain. Because I think nobody wants to deal with regret in their life. Nobody wants to feel regret or deal with regret. And so this is something that does need to be discovered and thought about. And can this be tackled, you know, in a positive way in this marriage and being in this marriage? I think another thing that's important is also obviously communication. Communication is key, and being able to open the line of communication is very important. And being able to open that line of communication, being able to open that and communicate in a way that makes sense. And, you know, that communication is so valuable when we're able to communicate instead of closing down, you know, instead of closing down, instead of disengaging. But being able to, you know, communicate in a positive way, being able to talk in a positive way, at least being able to either be positive or neutral in our talk, but also have that strategy of, okay, I'm not going to be too defensive in my response. I'm not going to be angry to what the other person's saying. I'm going to at least be able to listen. And that can be really tough and challenging. And it can be hard for us to also articulate how we're feeling in a situation as well in fear that that other person, in fear that other person is going to make judgment, or in fear that that other person is going to be upset, or angry or dismissive or avoidant. And all of these things are very important. All of these things are interesting to understand, because I think this is how we go down that slippery slope. This is how these things happen. You know, this is how we fall into these pitfalls, is we stop communicating. We stop having that conversation. And sometimes that conversation, you've tried to have that conversation in the past, but you were unable to have it, and you might shut down again, or you've tried it again, and that other person was not listening. And so there's various things, or maybe you tried to have a conversation, but you couldn't get out of your mouth what you wanted to talk about. And so again, these are things that we need to think about. And I think sometimes it's best, you know, if we feel that way or we're having trouble, being able to have maybe a third party that can help to facilitate an environment where everybody's heard, to facilitate an environment where everybody feels heard, where everybody can communicate and communicate their truth in a way that makes sense, but in a safe way, but also in a way where everybody can hear one another. And it's hard, though, you know, when you've been married to somebody for very long, you know, there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of fear of abandonment. There's also, you know, a lot of fear of how that person's going to take what you have to say. And also the other way around is listening to what that person's saying and allowing that to be, too, is challenging. I mean, it's a lot easier when you're dealing with a friend or someone you haven't known that long, but somebody that you've known very long and you've had a committed relationship to can be challenging. So stay tuned when I return. I'm giving you more tips and tricks on how to deal with this. and how to overcome this, or at least how to begin to open the lines of communication. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about the roommate situation and understanding that with regards to a marriage and how to understand if we are in the roommate situation. And, you know, in the last segment, we've been talking about solutions, ways of overcoming this, ways of moving forward, things to be able to open our minds to. And I think one of the biggest things is understanding what's important to you. Like, what is it that you want to achieve in your life? What do you want to do? What are the main important pieces that you want to do in your life? And that is so valuable to me to understand, because then you have to look around and say, is this helpful to what I want to do? You know, is this going to be supportive? And we need to talk about that, understand where each direction of each person is, the direction each person is going in, and very, very much understand the goals of each person, but very much understanding the goals that you have. And that'll really understand, that'll really help you to understand and process kind of things that you need to do. But not only that, but also understanding the environment you need to be in, and the steps that you need to take to make that a reality. You know, the next step is that communication. Opening that communication, not closing down, not disengaging, you know, not avoiding. And this can be hard. In any marriage, it's hard because time is time. And the longer you're with somebody, the harder it is a lot of time to really state how you feel, to be honest with your feelings, to tell them what you're thinking. It can be very, very hard, and it can be very challenging. And that's something that, you know, a lot of people battle with, is I want to be there, I want to be transparent, but yet I'm worried as to how the other person's going to respond or take the information or deal with the information or understand the information. And that can clearly be an issue. And so a lot of times people will come to, you know, using a coach or a therapist like myself. You know, as a coach, I really work on, you know, really being able to listen to each person, asking the right questions, really interpreting certain things, but beginning with actually working with the individual, because the individual is where this starts. It's not just a marital thing. This is an individual thing. And being able to understand your goals and desires and how you feel and what you're going through, and then being able to kind of put together the pieces and understanding that marriage piece, and that can be very important to understand. You know, I also feel too that the unsaid things are the worst things in a marriage, is that there's a lot of people that leave, you know, they stack things, you know, and they don't talk about it. They don't discuss some of the things. And I think things that are left unsaid can bring a lot of pain and suffering, because it's like you wish that you would have said it. You wish you would have discussed it. You wish you would have had that discussion. You wish you would have been able to communicate that. And I think now, more than ever, we don't want to have much regret in our life. Instead, we want to have quite the opposite. And so I feel that if there's something that's being left unsaid and something that you need to vocalize, it's probably the time to vocalize it. It's probably the time to have that conversation. It's probably the time to at least begin to open up the lines of communication. You know, the last couple of things that I want to talk about is that, you know, we want to achieve our goals in our own personal life, and we want to achieve our goals in our marriage goals, we want to achieve our life goals, and these are important. Really think about what those goals are. You know, also think about, are there goals that you two can have in common as well? Are there things that you two can do together, things that you can do together as common goals? And then last but not least, remembering that other person cannot make you happy. They can bring joy to your life, they can bring a smile to your face, they, you know, but it's not about them making you happy. It's about you making you happy. And what is it that you need to do to make yourself happy? And that's very important. And I feel that the roommate situation, you know, it's really two people most often that are kind of going in different directions and then trying to process the emotions of the marriage. And I think that, you know, together this can be a real challenge. I mean, together there can be so much that you're dealing with, so much that you're having to go through. And that, to me, is a big eye opener and something that we all need to deal with. And so definitely beginning with you and looking at you and deciding, you know, what is it that I need to work on my own? What is it that I need to work on with myself? What are the things that I want to do in my life? And then what are the things that I want to work on in my marriage? What do I want from my marriage? What do I want from this union? Also, how do we have those big conversations? Because the more we're able to communicate and the more closer we're able to get, the better the union is. And sometimes those are the not so fun communication. Sometimes those are the things that we don't want to talk about. Those are the uncomfortable conversations. And sometimes those uncomfortable conversations can be some of the most enlightened conversations and the most life-changing conversations that we can ever have. In the meantime, if you haven't already, check out the YouTube channel, or, you know, and also check out the website, ashleyburgess.com. And, you know, we have video content up almost every single day on YouTube. And so check that out when you get a chance. Just check up YouTube and put in Ashley, B-E-R-G-E. Yes, or go to YouTube and put in Life Coach Ashley Burgess. There'll be another show coming up soon. And in the meantime, I hope this show has helped you. Please share with any family or friends that you think need to hear the message. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.